Hello, my name is Carden Irakoze. I was born in Rwanda. I grew up in Tanzania, but I'm from Burundi. And this is my story.
So how did you end up coming to the United States from there?
So I lived in a refugee camp in Tanzania for 12 years. And the U.S. government wanted some refugees from Burundi. They want a certain number, and we were one of the families who were chosen. So we didn't choose to come; the U.S. chose us. So, but the process was crazy and long.
What do you remember about it?
So, in 2005, we had a new president in Burundi. And they said, this president is going to bring peace. and the Tanzania government said he's going to shut down the camp we lived in. So your option was to move to a different camp or to go back home. Because we had a new president who brought peace to our country. But my family didn't know where to go. They couldn't go back home because they were driven out by the war, so they couldn't go. They didn't have a home to go back to. So my mom said, "We're just gonna move away from the. We're just gonna move to a different camp." So before we were supposed to move, the U.S. government put out a list of people who were chosen to go to America. And my mom went there the first time to check her name on the list. She didn't find it the first. She said, "Oh my God, this is crazy." She went there the second time. She found her name on the list. Then we had to go to the. So the process began after you find your name. A month after that, you find your name. We'll go to this office. At first, we're asked our names, and age. So we wrote that down, gave it to them. That was the beginning. So we moved to a different camp. The process kept going. It took 2 years. From 2005 to 2007. So some of the questions were asked, they would check your background, who you were, where you came from. There's a lot of stupid questions they'll ask you, like if America gets attacked, would you fight with them? And my mom would say, "Of course, that's my people then, if I'm there." But the process was long and crazy, taking pictures and all this stuff. They'll ask you a lot of questions for 2 years. There's some people who didn't make it because the backgrounds were bad. They didn't pass the interview. It was a lot of stuff. So they had a profile. You had to fit this certain profile to get into the country. So there's a lot of people. My sister, she's still back home because she failed the interview thing. But it was long and crazy.
What was life like in the refugee camp?
Refugee camp was crazy, but at the same time, we had each other, so that was peaceful. So the UN would provide food for us, but they'll give you food. They say, "Hey, this food is supposed to last you 2 weeks," but most of us was only a week, so you had to find a way to make food for the next week before you can receive the next meal. it was crazy, and there was a lot of killing. People coming to the camp, killing people. Hospitals were bad. I remember you could go to the hospital for a whole week without seeing a doctor. I remember one time I went to the hospital. First day, they didn't get to me. Second day, they didn't get to me. Third day, they didn't get to me. I just got better. I just went. I just got better. So I never went back to. So I was sick. So I got better going to the hospital. Every day, I was there at 7 o'clock, going home at 5. 7 o'clock, going home at 5. Going 7 o'clock, going home at 5. For 3 days. The people would die just laying down over there. So just dying. So it was crazy. So the food was crazy. I remember walking 10 miles to go get firewood because we couldn't cut wood in our camp. We had to go travel 10 miles, go find firewood. Yeah, in the forest, people were getting killed. That's a whole nother different story. People finding dead bodies in the forest.
Yeah.
But, mm-hmm.
And then, so how old were you when you when your family was able to come to the U.S.?
Before I was able to come to the U.S., I was 14, so I was, remember I was in the fifth grade because I failed too many classes. So I was in the fifth grade. I was 13, going to be 14, so it's 14. So
what were you expecting from America? How was it when you first came over?
So here's a story that we use here in Africa. Heaven is on the top, and the USA is under heaven. So it's they're very close to each other. U.S. is almost close to, it's like heaven. When you get there, you receive your own house, receive raising. Everybody will have cars. There's no dirt. Everything's covered with nice concrete, New West, they have this thing that can close up the sky, so when it rains, they can close the sky so it don't rain on you guys. Also, in the U.S., they have this thing called the school buses. But it's for good people. And they also have, what else do they have? They have white dirt. They don't play in the dirt we play in. They have white dirt. So, that was my expectation. So, heaven was my expectation when I first came here. So,
and
then the reality, oh my goodness. So, we was in New York. Then I saw somebody walking on a bridge. And I saw cars driving up on a bridge. And I saw a train going up on a bridge. And I said to my mom, I said, Mom, I think we are in heaven. Some people walking up. I said, there's some people walking in the sky. I think we are in heaven. Mom said, this is nothing compared to our home. Then we came to St. Louis. Got in the car, left the airport. Because the airport looks nice. Every airport looks nice. So got in the car, drove to the West End, to this apartment. I got out. My first words to my mom, I said, Mom, I think there's dirt. My mom said, this is not America yet. This is, the post came to on English. We're going to go to America. We want English. So we used to drive down Grand, and I'll see downtown. I say, hey, Mom, is that over there? Is that America? She said, yeah, we'll go there one day. So that's a different country. So, yeah, my expectations were very high when I got here. Oops. I mean, there's still a lot of stuff that we didn't have back home, like shower water. I was surprised by the water. You can't take a shower in the house. The bathroom is in the house. I was scared that I didn't use it for a minute. I was like, man, this thing might take me with it. This thing might take me with it. And you had lights, electricity. We didn't have that. I never seen electricity. Ever. They had a lot of food. That was another surprising thing. But it's different. The food is different from my country to here. Because in our country, we used to eat a lot here. I couldn't finish one chicken. I said, ugh. But yeah, we also have, everybody had their own bed, so you could sleep in your own bed. Never had a bed in my country, so that was very surprising.
Did you generally feel welcomed by Americans?
I say, so when you get to New York, you have somebody who comes with you from Kenya, who will stop in Germany. You have somebody with you translating. So New York, you're on your own. But we had one more flight. We stopped in D.C. We had one more flight. Then we were so confused. Very confused. I said, what's going on? My mom said, we don't know what to do. This is amazing. We just came from a camp, nothing to this stuff. So my mom got in the train. start talking to people. I say, hey, 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 I have a ticket. She didn't say anything. She spoke French. She said, hey, voha, voha, voha. And the American people stopped us and said, yo, can I help? They helped us. I said, how did they? I was surprised. And this lady said, oh, I'm going to St. Louis. I said, I didn't know what she said, but she basically said, we're going to the same place. Come. And she took care of us and she went to buy us food. I was very surprised. I said, oh. Oh, but from the movies and stuff, Americans are supposed to be naked. They're not supposed to be this nice. So, but the lady helped us in the airport. I was very shocked. Also in New York, because our plane came late. We was there for hours. This lady saw us sleeping down. Like, we were very hungry. She went to buy us this sandwich with fish in it. She went to buy it. I was like, people were nice to us in the airport. Then we came to our home. Oh, wait, yeah. Then our home was different. We got to our home. It was different. But we had some Christians who would come over to us. And we felt welcomed by them. The Christians say, hey, this is your home. Here for you. Anything you need, we can help with. But those are the Christians. There's some other nice people, but most of them were not too nice. Remember, me and my friend got jumped in the first. Yeah, I got jumped 2 times, but yeah, because the school people, they made fun of me because I didn't know what they were saying. They didn't know what I was saying, so because it was different, I think. So they got mad and made fun of us, but I didn't know what they were saying, so I was happy. So yeah, but it was a mixture of 50-50. Some people were nice, some people not too nice. So
how did you learn English?
English was it was not from school, because I went to school with all my friends, so we all spoke Kirundi with each other. We spoke with Kirundi. I learned from all of our neighborhood, people from this church called New City, who came to our house, and they would say, they would just speak to us in English. We have to learn it. So we were forced to learn English. So, but school, we didn't learn too much, because we just spoke with each other. My friends, we just spoke Kirundi all the time. There was no need to learn English. Mm-hmm. So.
So now you've been here for 9 years.
Mm.
So do you feel like an American? or what does that mean to you?
Well, do I feel like an American? Of course, it's my country. I feel like an American, but I'm not American yet. I think being an American is a good feeling. It's a good thing, because America's the only country you can come. Like, we lived in 4 different countries: Rwanda, Congo, Tanzania, and Burundi. But America's the only country to come from, start from scratch, and work your way up. Like, that's the only country you can come for, start from nothing. Like, other countries you can go, nope. Nope. And you can be a refugee and they can help you. Like, the government, like, American people, they're actually more nice than they think. I mean, they might be nice to other people, to foreigners, but this is the only country you can come and start from scratch. So being an American is like, I applied for my citizenship. I got my stuff back. They said, I'm going to do my fingerprint on the 17th of this month. So I'm really happy. And the whole world is afraid of me. If you're an American, the whole world is afraid of you. So everybody's going to be afraid of me. So I can't wait to be an American. So yeah, it's a good feeling. Yeah, it is. Maybe not right now, but whoops. But it's.
Let's pray. probably funny. Anything else you want to say about either growing up
in the camp,
or before, like
in a war?
So you had to flee war.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. Yeah. The world. I don't have people. The world. Ah, that's. Yeah. Yeah. Some people. No. But yeah, most of us, we don't go back. We try not to go back to, mm-hmm. because it's hurtful. Mm-hmm. It hurts, but it happened. So mm-hmm. we go back to her. So the wars are terrible. Because you can be in a war. You could be walking, running, fleeing from people. And people behind you are dying. So you don't turn back. Keep running. Keep going forward. So keep going forward. But one story my mom told me was in the war, some soldiers stopped people. Like I was 5 days. They stopped people in front of her. They killed them. 5 people. They killed them. Then. But I don't believe it's an accident. I believe that God protected my mother. Because if you have a five-day-old, the kid is 5. In a lot of noise, the most obvious thing is they're going to start crying. But my mom said, I don't cry. I didn't cry. And my mom took me. And took me and her, jumped into those, lay down with those dead people, and cover herself with them. And she said she spent the next night with them until the soldiers left, because they're looking for more people to kill. And she said, I spent the whole night with those dead people. And she said, with God's grace, you didn't cry. I said, okay. I said, okay. But I said, oh. Say you did, yeah. Say well, but yeah, it was crazy. Yeah. Yep. But yeah, that's a war. Wars are terrible. So.
So how many siblings? So
2 points. I have 3 of 2 brothers, 1 sister from my mom. And we have, my mom kind of took over these 2 girls and a brother. The mother died during the war. And she said, hey, can you take care of my kids before she died? So my mom took them with her. So they kind of became my family. So there are 2 sisters are back home. My oldest brother. When we got in the camp, he was very depressed after what he saw, what he witnessed in the war. So he would sit under a tree and say, hey, Carter, I'm going to go kill. But I was 5. I was like, well, what are you talking about, Sangi? His name was Sangi. I said, what are you talking about, Sangi? I'm going to go kill, I'm going to go kill. I said, Sangi, man. He was, so I thought he was just being crazy. But the next day, he was gone. So he went back to fight in the war. That was 1999. went back to fight in the war. I remember, yeah, 1999. Went to fight back in the war. He got killed the same year. So, yeah, so, yeah, so he is not alive anymore. So, I have 3 sisters, 2 brothers. So,
other than one of the, so one of the sisters didn't pass?
One of the, 2 of my sisters, when we got there, when the U.S. came to pick people, they were not part, they were, she was married. My sister was married. She was a part of that family. So, my other sister, she was living with them. So she was a part of the family. So they were chosen, but they didn't make it, both of them. So, they're back home. One of them, she had 6 kids. 7, my sister. 6. 2 twins, and 2 normal kids. 1, 1, so 6. So she's still in a camp, but in a different country. She says she's suffering. they're eating rats for food. So over there, there's no food. So she's suffering. So she's there. My other sister's back in Burundi as a student. So yeah. So that's my family.
Being here. Getting used to America.
America's a wonderful country with a lot of food. Wonderful country with a lot of food. All the story they told in the camp was true. Because in America they have a camp we have a where we go get water, fetch water. It's called Ibomba. So it's called the place where we'll go fetch water. We'll get the water. Like it's far. They say in America they have those ones for sodas. I say, okay, I'll go there with 3 buckets. But I didn't know it was true. But they do have them. Every restaurant you go to, you can get your own water, your own sodas. So one story from the camp, it was true. Here in America, you can get as much soda as you want. Oh my God, as much as you want. I'll go fetch one. Yeah, that one, that's the truth. That's the only story that's true from the camp. Yeah. But it's been nice living here. So, full end of opportunity. I like it. I got to go to college. And I can't believe I was going to finish 6th grade. No, that's not a joke. I knew I was going to finish 6th grade. I knew I was not going to finish 6th grade. Because I had shut down the schools. I was not going to go back to school. So I think I was finished. I was in the 5th grade. But here I got to go to college. That I was the first one in the family to go. Probably not the last. I hope not the last. The first one. So, yeah. Yep. Is that it?